Hello, this is Roger Jones. Welcome to episode 4 of my Inspiring Leaders podcast. In this episode, I will share with you the story of the CEO's secret. As you listen to this story, you might want to reflect on the lessons learned and think how you might want to apply them in your business life. Receiving unexpected calls from potential new clients is always extremely satisfying, as I'm sure you can imagine. I was particularly pleased about a year ago when I received a call from the office of the president of a large multinational firm asking me to meet him. Someone whose name I knew from reading the newspapers but had never met. The meeting was arranged for 2 weeks' time. That same morning I received the call, I carried out an internet search on him to build a profile of his background, his interests, and his successes. He'd clearly been a star throughout his education and career. He had a degree from an Ivy League university, rapid promotions, MBA degree from a leading business school. He'd been headhunted every 4 years or so to an even bigger job. I began to wonder why he wanted to meet. His offers had been less than forthcoming. They just simply said he was keen to meet me. The 2 weeks flew by, and soon I found myself sitting in what must have been one of the most spectacular executive offices I have ever visited. The president of the company walked in. A man, I guess, in his late 50s, tall, slim, and absolutely immaculately dressed. Now, I don't know if you've ever been in a room when someone's personal presence has literally filled the room. Well, he had this ability. He literally filled the room with what I can only describe as his personal charisma. He greeted me with a warm smile and a handshake, and then invited me to sit down. He told me that one of his friends had recommended my services to him. His friend was a former client. In fact, his friend was one of my very first clients when I started my business. He went on to tell me that he wanted me to speak at his company conference and that someone from his marketing department would be contacting me. Well, fine, I thought, but this news really didn't justify the meeting. I asked a few probing questions and discovered that he was interested in a coaching program for himself. But why, I wondered. He was a multimillionaire. He could retire whenever he wanted. He had a strong and trusted group of senior executives working for him. He was respected by his shareholders and even the business press. What did he want to accomplish from a coaching program together? I decided to ask him direct. You have clearly had a highly successful career, I said. You are respected by your shareholders and your business peers. What exactly would you like to achieve from a coaching program together? His reply was simple and refreshing. Well, Roger, that is a very good question. You see, throughout my career, I've always tried to constantly improve whatever I do. I aim to constantly learn. Now, I may retire in the next 2 years, maybe the next 5 or so years, but that is irrelevant. I see working with you as an opportunity to discover more. And if I learn just one new skill or improve a skill I already have, then the work together will be an investment repaid many times over. It was clear that this CEO was a life learner, someone who got to the top not just because of his education and background, but because he was a life learner. As our conversation continued, I could see that he constantly strove to improve everything he did. That evening, I reflected on what the CEO had said. I asked myself the question, am I really a life learner, or do I too often operate on autopilot? It made me think, am I doing everything I can do to be the very best, the most effective coach, the most effective seminar leader I can possibly be? As a result of the CEO's words, I examined everything I do in my business to see how I could improve it further. It was a very, very satisfying experience. Now I always think of the CEO's words and strive always to be a life learner, constantly trying to improve and learn more about everything that I do. food for thought. Thank you for listening to this episode of my Inspiring Leaders podcast. I hope you have found it of value. If you have any thoughts or suggestions for topics you would like included in future episodes, or if you would like to find out more about the conference speeches, seminars, workshops and coaching programs I run and deliver, please do send me an email at roger.jones@successtalks.com. That's roger.jones@successtalks.com.